CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. And we don't have any echo link stations, so we're going to go straight into pre-net check-ins. That control like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, over in Travel Dress, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And W4NGU, that's Phil, over in Boiling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Phil. Hope all's going well with you. N1DMB, that's David, over in Five Forks. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. And KW4TS. And that is Jim, and Jim is in Pelzer this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope all's going well with you. And tonight being Sunday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter of suffix they're called begins with letters A through D. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
W4DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, and Jim and Taylor is not be negative and negative.
Hey, W. WD4DYH, Johnny, Travers Rest. Could we play the announcements for tomorrow night's meeting and Hamfest, please? No traffic otherwise. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
Affirmative. We can do that, Johnny. Net control like to recognize KK4DMW. That's Rick. He's bringing with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. And they're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you this night, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. And KO4AOW, that's David. He's sounding good from Inman, as is usual. Appreciate you being here tonight, David. And KO4BDM, that's Jim. Sounding just as good from Taylor's tonight. Good to have you tonight, Jim. And WD4DYH, that's Johnny over in Travers Rest. And Johnny, I will go ahead and bring those announcements up next. Announcements coming up. Give me about a couple of seconds. W4DJW. Does anyone need any fills on those announcements? Call WD4DYH.
WD4DYH.
Anytime, Johnny. Okay, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're on the alphabetic group Alpha through Delta. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters A through D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glennon Gray Court. I'll be negative, negative. Thanks for calling in.
4DJW. The net, please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo Golf, a.k.a. in Easley. Negative, negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KD2BNG. That's Glenn sounding good from Gray Court this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Glenn. Hope you're doing well. And W4AKG, that's AK. He's over in Easley. You're sounding good tonight, AK. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? Okay, looks like we've got that group. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with the letters E through H. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
For DJW, again,
Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel India, India Alpha. Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel India Alpha, that's one call sign. Gene, G-E-N-E. And please check in my wife, Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E. Kilo Juliet 4, Kilo Ocean X-ray. Robbie, Kilo Juliet 4, Kilo Ocean X-ray. Greenville downtown, no traffic, no comments.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HIA, that's Gene, bringing with him KJ4KOX, that's Miss Robbie, they're in downtown Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Gene, tell Robbie we said hello. And KC4W, that's Bill, using the pre-net check-in after the net got started. Perfectly acceptable to do that if you can't wait around, you just want to go ahead and get logged in and move forward. Appreciate you presenting that as an option, Bill. Hope you're doing well, take care. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, she's in Simpsonville, bringing with her KW2MJB, that's Mark. Good to have you with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello, and we appreciate all you do for the Sundays and Mondays of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You guys take care, stay safe. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville there. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. I'll try to be around, Dave.
Well, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Okay, Nick Troll, I'd like to recognize WB4FPE. That's Dan, sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Dan, I got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. We do appreciate you being here this evening. W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. You sounding good tonight, Gene. Appreciate you being here. Hope all's well. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net Control. Would check in November 4, Hotel, Foxtrot Oscar, N4HFO, Jeff in West Asheville. I'll be now tonight. 73s.
W4DJW. Kilo 4, Sierra Uniform Golf, K4HUG, Ray Travers Ridge, no traffic. Good evening, Dave.
In Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie. This is John. I'm on a handheld out near the Anderson Airport. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, we'd like to recognize N4HFO, that's Jeff. He's over in West Asheville. Good to have you with tonight, Jeff. Hope all's going well with you. K4SUG, that's Ray over in Travelers Rest. I have comments. Ray, we'll be back to you in a little bit. Good to hear you on the net tonight. And KJ4HKC, that's John over at the Anderson Airport. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope all's going well with you. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations? Let's go ahead and bump it up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call begins with letters I through L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. And I'll say 73s for each one of you.
W4DJW. Out of turn, please call. Please check in K4YNG, Fletch. Easily, got to run.
DJW.
Hello, my buddy Fletch. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night and a good Labor Day. 73.
W. N. K. 4. L. W. E. That's Kilo 4. Lima Whiskey Echo. Larry in Piedmont. And I'll be negative and negative this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you with tonight, James. K4YNG, that's Fletch over in Easley. You're sounding good tonight, Fletch. We do appreciate you being here. AK4HR, that's Mike checking in on text message with Echo Link. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here. KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K4LWE, that's Larry, sounding good from Piedmont this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHAW. Okay, looks like we got that group in a single pass. We'll go ahead and bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHAW.
DJW, please check in. KC8, PJM, Kilo, Charlie 8, Papa, Juliet, Mike, Fletcher, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
DJW. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Nenman. I'll be negative, negative. But, man, I miss going to Shelby. This is the first time in 32 years I hadn't been to Shelby. Thank you, Dave.
DJW. Check in Whiskey 4, Oscar Charlie. Peace and Travels Rest. Negative and negative.
4DJW. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KC8PJM. That's Fletcher over in Simpsonville. You're sounding good tonight, Fletcher. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt, who's missing the Shelby Ham Fest. It's kind of hard to do a virtual Ham Fest, isn't it, Walt? Maybe next year. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You're sounding good from Inman. And W4OOC, that's Keith, sounding good from Travelers Rest this evening. Good to have you tonight, Keith. We do appreciate you taking the time to be here. And K4OSH, that's Pat from Malden. Appreciate you being here tonight, Pat. You're sounding good. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we've got that group now. We'll go ahead and bump it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called that begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
You might have this group all to yourself, John. Net Control, like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John from Inman. You're sounding good. I do have you down for comments. We'll be back to you in a little bit. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango. Okay, we'll leave that whole group to John all by himself. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Yep. 4 Whiskey. That's KCH. K4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Dave, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you, Dave.
W. Check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4W. That's Bill. Bill, I've already got you checked in via the pre-check-in list, but we'll recognize you again, but it only counts you once. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy. He's over in Southern Greenville County. Sounding good tonight, Tommy. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And now we'll go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in K4AAE, Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone on the net.
DJW, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI on HD. And Table Rock, no traffic, No round tape.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize K4KAE. That's Miss Alice. Sounding good from Taylor's tonight, Miss Alice. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening and hope you're doing well. And KI4LZI, that's Andy from the base of Table Rock. Sounds good tonight, Andy. We do appreciate you being here. Hope all's going well with you as well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Alex, mobile in Clemson. I'll be negative and negative. 73.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize K4DDD. That's Alex sounding good from the mobile in Clemson. Be careful out there on the mobile. Alex, we do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Sounds like that's going to do it for the formal portion. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure it may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the rag chew stump this evening is WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. It's your turn, Dan. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is WB4 Fox Echo Echo over here in northern Simpsonville. How you doing, Dave?
We're doing good. Still starting to go out just a little bit, but not too much. Still no more than one or two trips a week. How about you?
Everything's about normal on this end over here. We've been doing our thing pretty much, but still taking precautions and wearing the mask and keeping our hands clean and, you know, this kind of stuff, keeping everything wiped down pretty much. And we still have to do that at work, too, and at the gym when I go. So, you know, everything has to be clean. Can't take too many chances there, over.
That's true. I cracked a tooth a few weeks ago. And I think it's starting to get abscess, so I'm going to have to go to the dentist this week. I don't know how they work that. I did call them on Friday, and they said they're closed. They're only open Monday through Thursday. And so tomorrow they'll probably be out because of Labor Day. So they'll probably get it Tuesday, and I'll find out then when I'm going to get them to go work on it. But it's been long enough. It's starting to get sore now. So I guess I'm going to figure out how they work that out during COVID. I haven't been to the dentist since all this started.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I think they got it all worked out pretty much. And I was trying to remember somebody that I had talked to that had been. And but I understand they got it all worked out so that you'll be pretty much protected. I think they wearing the mask and the face shield and all, I think. So you know, everything. So they got everything pretty much covered, I think, Earl.
Well, it's been going on long enough, and they've been still doing their job, I suppose. I mean, you can't just shut some of those things like that. You just can't stop. I mean, somebody's got a tooth that goes bad. They're going to have to do something with it. You can't just say hold off on that for unlimited quantity of time. So I guess they've had enough time now since, what, about January, February, March, when it all started kicking in. They've had enough time to work all the kinks out now. But anyway, I'm going to go figure out what all that's about this week, learning how to learning what the new normal is, Dan.
Yeah, and this is far from normal, trust me, but it's just one of these things that we're having to learn to deal with, but I hope it ain't ever going to be normal, not in my book anyway. I don't think it'll ever be normal again there, but we'll deal with it a day at a time. That's all I'm looking for, one day at a time, Merrill.
Yeah, I remember when the SARS breakout happened and when the Ebola breakout happened, which wasn't anything compared to this. But I think back in, they were saying the last really big one, the Spanish flu, back when that happened, it lasted 3 years. And then we went for, look how long, we went 100 years without having another one. Hopefully it'll stay like that. These things will only come around once every century, but who knows?
Look at that. Yeah, they stir so much stuff up now until you can't ever tell what's going to happen from one day to the next. And they always coming up with something new. And We just hope that our doctors and people stay ahead of it. They're over.
And with the computing power we've got now and them able to rule out what the doctors don't need to look at. They had to look at so much information before computers could look at all the I think computers can fold all the proteins and say, these aren't interesting. Don't waste your time on those. Go to these other over here look interesting. So they can help guide the doctors in the right direction. Hopefully that, I think that's one of the reasons it's going to take less than a year rather than 3 years for them to figure this one out.
Roger that. And, I know they put a whole lot of dollars and a whole lot of emphasis behind finding a cure for this one or some kind of a vaccine. So I guess simply because it's a worldwide thing too, and so they're trying to get a handle on it and get it stopped as soon as they can. I think they're over.
Yeah, with the losses, Yeah, it definitely pays off because the losses just keep mounting up the longer it goes on, and there's tremendous global impact. And at the same time, whoever does find the solution to it, and it'll probably be shared amongst many different companies, but whoever finds it, you know, everybody on the planet's going to want one.
Right, Dave. And, anything new been going on with you? You're still working hard, I know, there, over.
Yeah, that's still the same thing. My boss decided to take off next week, so we were having a difficult time last week, and he said, "You know what? I'm going to go down to Southern California and ride the Southern California wine train for a week, and I'm going to leave it with you." Yeah, I said, "Okay. Hopefully, it'll still be here when you get back."
Yeah, that's good. He's leaving it in good hands anyway there, so you ought to do all right with it. Maybe he'll give you a raise when he gets back, over.
Yeah, if it's still there when he gets back. No, it'll still be there. But I'll tell you what, Dan, it's tough. But I guess it's like a roller coaster ride. It gets bad, and then it gets good, and then it gets bad, and then it gets good. So you just got to roll with the punches, you know?
Yeah, that's the way a lot of this stuff works. That's the way a lot of it works. Well, Dave, I'll get out of here. I enjoyed talking with you and give you a chance to pick up a few more and see if you can talk to somebody else there a little while. But you take care and tell old Steve hello when you talk to him. And I'll be clear with you. This is WB4FEE. Clear.
Okay, Dan. Well, I enjoyed it. You take care, too. Stay safe, and I'll do that with Steve next time I talk to him. They just keep on making babies up there. I think he's got like five girls now. Four girls and another one on the way or something like that. I'll do that next time. You stay safe. It's always good talking to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4, UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
JW. KC4SKB, Larry. And KG4AHS, Rhonda. No traffic, but you can call on me for rat you. Good evening, everybody.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That is Kevin over in Fountain Inn. You're sounding good tonight, Kevin. We do appreciate you taking the time to be here. Stay safe. And KC4SKD, that's Larry. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over in Easley. I've got you down for comments. Larry, I will be back to you in just a little bit. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. You guys stay safe. And the next one up on the stump this evening is K4SUG. That's Ray over in Travis Rest. It's your turn, Ray. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Oh, Dave, if I can find my microphone, my light's out in the ham shack, and I'm playing it by ear tonight. Sounds like you got a good one going. I haven't got a whole lot to comment on, except it looks like we could be getting a small taste of fall weather. If I didn't know better, I'd say fall has failed over.
Well, Ray, I'd have to say I agree with you, and the reason being is that usually the thermostat is set on like 71 or 72 to keep it cool enough in here. And I've noticed I've had to go relieve that, raise that a little bit, because now it's starting to get cold. That means at that setting. So that, now it means, Ray, I've got to kind of ease up on that so the air conditioner runs less instead of more. So I believe you're right. The air conditioner is telling me the seasons are starting to change.
Far off from the calendar date anyway. Don't really keep up with the calendar dates like I used to. I used to get on the net and name it off so many days or such and such, but I'm getting lazy, Dave. I don't do that anymore.
Well, Ray, I remember you doing that. I do. I remember you bringing up that, how many more days we had till spring, how many days we had till winter and till fall. And I usually don't think about that much. I think you can, like, type that in as a Google query, and it'll tell you days till the next season change. But that is good to know information, but understand how you go through phases where you're really focused on that and then phases where you just let up on that just a little bit.
We take it as it comes. Learning to do that a little bit more than I used to. Don't get you too excited over much of anything anymore, but there's still some things that I get excited over and get aggravated about a few of them, but I get over it.
Well, I did Google that just to see what it is, and it looks like in 16 days it's going to be fall.
About like that. Well, I got good news for me. I don't know if anybody else is interested in it or not, but I just had surgery done on the other eye. I had the first one done here about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and I had this one done. And I got my driver's license renewed and be good now until 28. And this girl that took my eye test couldn't believe what she was seeing, Dave. I can read the newspaper without my glasses now. I haven't been able to do that in years.
Well, that must be a big relief. I asked my doctor if there was anything like that they could do for me, and they said, nope, your eyes can't be fixed that way. They said, you have to wear glasses. That's your only option. But maybe as I get a little bit older, there will be relief in sight one day so that I don't have to wear glasses. But that must be the best feeling in the world, Ray. Pick up a newspaper and read it without having to wonder where your glasses are.
It's a good feeling. And all the colors and everything seem like they're brighter, too. In fact, it seems like it's brighter. One thing I do have to wear is sunglasses when I get out in the sun over.
Yeah, I guess they're the better they are, the more sensitive they are to that sunlight. And being inside all the time, yeah, probably doesn't help much any either. If you're out, the more you're out, probably the less that bothers you.
I'll be glad when this election business is over with so we can get our mind on something else for a while. It gets old after a while, and it's been going on for too long already. But we'll hope for the best on that. I'm not going to get into politics tonight. I'm feeling pretty good, and I don't want to upset my card.
Well, I agree with you there. I'll watch TV as long as there's no news on, as long as I'm not watching news, because that's about all they talk about anymore. So if it's on a channel that's got news on it, I just keep on walking. I can get enough news. There's other methods of getting news now to where you don't have to listen to that stuff. It got so bad. You know, back they used to take pride in, well, I won't get on that. But the newscasters used to take pride in being unbiased, and now they take pride in being biased, and that just... I can't go for that, Ray. There's too many other things we can be doing besides listening to that.
That's going to come up in the end results, but sooner or later it'll be over with, and I think most of us are going to survive. And if we didn't have something to complain about, the news people would be out of business.
That is true. I saw this thing where I was telling my wife earlier today, I said there was this, Arkansas. There was a police officer in Arkansas that there was a drunk driver that was going the wrong way on the interstate at a high speed. And he went out there and put himself between that car and all of the other innocent people behind him and hit that car head on. and he's in the hospital, probably won't live. That's a very, very low chance of, but you know, he did a very brave thing, and you probably won't see that on the news at all, right? That's what the news should be focused on instead of all this other stuff. But like you said, that's just not what they focus on.
And they keep talking about wanting to get rid of the police officers. Buddy, I don't want to get rid of them. I want them to be there when I need them most.
Yeah, they're people. I guess people will say that until they have a real need for them, and then they'll rethink that. I think people need to rethink that thought anyway, before it's too late and before they have to have one.
It all come out in the wash, baby. It always does. And I look back over the years and things, and some of the times that things were happening that I thought was going to be the end of the world. And guess what? I'm still here. I turned 90 years over 7th of July, and I've seen a few things over.
Yeah, you've seen a few things over and over again, I'm sure, many times over again. The fads that come around and go. I was watching a thing on computer languages earlier, and they were explaining some of the languages before Unix was even built, back in the 60s, computer languages, and some of the newer languages, and how they're based on some of the older languages. It's the same thing, it just has a different name on it. I guess there's a lot to life like that. They were asking in that thing, when are we going to invent a real, they come up with new names all the time for computer programming languages, but it's just a twist on one that was invented 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So it's like, when is something new going to come out? Right? But I guess there's just so much of that that you can do before you explore all the avenues that there are, Ray.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Well, Dave, I think you, I kind of jumped the gun. I thought you were getting pretty close to the end of it. I thought you called the late station when I checked in. But I guess I got checked in. I guess that was the important part. And I'm going to run back inside and see if I can wrap me up a cup of coffee before bedtime and see what happens tomorrow. Over.
Okay, Ray. Well, it's good to hear you out here on the airways again. Don't hear you as much as we used to, but we really do appreciate it when you do get the time to come out there and check in with us. You stay safe, and good hearing you. Appreciate you being here this evening. Enjoy that cup of coffee. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Yep, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta Mike.
Go ahead, Jim.
And an alpha and on the reg to be well.
Okay, we will add you to the list. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. W4RQZ, Nathan, travel address, W negative and negative.
W. W4ROW, Rich and Grable, no traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, and the control would like to recognize KJ4RQZ. That's Nathan over in Traveler's Rest. I've got, no, I don't. Good to have you with us tonight, Nathan. Hope you're doing well. And K4ROW, that's Rich over in Granville. Good to have you with us tonight, Rich. Hope all is well, all is going well with you tonight. And the next one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. John, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN, what's going on in your world, Dave?
Not a lot. I am on a break from work, though. Got a 3-day break from work, and I'm just kind of cooling it, taking it easy. Got kind of fired up during work last week, and I told my boss, it's a good thing we got a 3-day weekend. He said, I agree with you. I'm going on vacation. It's yours next week. So I'm kind of cooling off from a hot week last week, John. Hoping next week's going to be better. How about you? What's new in your life?
Steve gave me a piece of cable here so I can move my antenna outside, which I haven't done yet. I started to do it today, and then I got sidetracked with some other things. But I'm trying to get this antenna out underneath the deck, and I have to tack up a piece of metal so I can hook it up there. get it out of here and get it out the window and then figure out how to seal back the window back up. But haven't gotten around to that yet. So the cable's laying on the floor and the antenna's still hanging upside down from the ceiling fan. But it's going to be kind of, I have to crawl up underneath the screen in porch and put it up and then come back in and check and see if I can hear anything and if I've got it in the wrong spot and I have to move it around and whatnot. So it's a little bit of doing, so I haven't gotten to it yet, but I did get the yard mode, so, you know, whatever.
Well, I think you're going to enjoy it when you get out there, and it will improve your, it'll improve your connectivity, your signal strength, the clarity. I think you're going to enjoy that. But you had to cut the grass again so soon?
Yeah, well, I did the, I didn't get it as soon as I wanted to, so it you know, grew again. So I got the front and the near back. I didn't do the back 40 again, so I said, you know, I'll let that one go roll. But I got a few other things. I've still got to do trimming around the fence. The fence looks like the grass around the base of the fence is almost a foot tall, so I got to get out there with the weed whacker and deal with that, and then I'm going to go find me some Roundup or whatever it is they're selling nowadays that to kill the grass along the fence, so I don't have to put up with that stuff. It eats up, leave.
Well, I think I got a couple more weeks on mine before I have to cut it again. Did have the sprinkler turned off all last week, thinking it was going to continue to rain like it was every other day, and didn't get any rain last week, so I had to break down and turn the sprinkler back on today. But yeah, I know what you mean by that a fence can eat up a whole lot of string on a weed eater.
Trying to figure out another way to do that, because that just, you don't go very far before you have to reload on that, and it eats it up fast, and you have to do both sides of it because you can't get it all from one side. So it's like, yeah. So the fence is, you know, it's a fairly small fenced-in area for the dog. I've got to get in there and put some lattice up underneath the steps to the porch because the dog can get underneath there and then get out where the groundhogs get out. So I've got to do that while I'm under there. So I'm going to do all of that at the same time while I'm underneath there and get that taken care of. And I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, I did mine that way when we moved in and I have not had to mess with it, knock on wood, for 20 years. That lattice is still holding up and it keeps the varmints out from underneath the back deck. So yeah, you want to take care of that all at one time when you get the chance to do it.
Well, it's kind of a pain to get up. I mean, I can walk up underneath it to a certain point, and then you got to start getting on your hands and knees. I wear a hard hat because I keep bumping my head on the rafters, and where I've got to put the lattice in is the narrowest part of the whole deal. So that's, you know, the antenna will be easy compared to that. But yeah. But anyway, such it is. There's always something around here I got to do. But it's hopefully second shift has shown up by now, and I'm sure you got other people up, lined up there and there. So I'm gonna back on out of here and say 73s to you, and let somebody else chew your ear for a while. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Okay, John. Well, good talking to you, and look forward to talking to you through the week. With some more nets coming up this week going forward. I think I've got a couple more nights this week, so look forward to talking to you again later on in the week. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo Jack over in Spindale. Over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4APB. That's Jack, sounding good from Spindale. Did you say Spindale? Is that correct?
Spindale. Over.
Okay, Jack, just getting my database up to date and make sure that I stay current. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is KC4SKD. That's Larry. He's over in Easley. It's your turn. Larry, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW in the net. This is KC4SKD. I have it
checked in with Rag 2 in a long time, so I figured it long overdue. It's good to hear Ray's voice in there. He was one of the first hams that I remember talking to when I got my ticket 30 years ago. So it's good to hear him on the air. And we hadn't done much today. Went to church this morning and this evening and did my duty as the sound operator. And been doing that for a while, helped them set up some new sound gear, and it's kind of a rewarding, interesting job. Over.
Is that the one you were working on a few weeks ago, Larry? Maybe a month ago or more, and you were getting it worked on. Now it's installed and up and running?
I've spent many of Friday and Saturday over there helping install equipment. And it's coming along right well. We got a few little adjustments we'll need to work on tomorrow. And the choir director's off from work, so I'm supposed to meet him over there. I'm going to try to get a few things lined up. I've got to neaten up the cables and build a little tray to hold them all so they don't have cables running everywhere. And just the choir mics and just a few things.
Well, isn't it nice when a plan comes together? Do you have like a master control room where you can go, amplify certain mics and reduce the amplification of other mics? So is there like a control room where you can go hear everything that's going on?
It's right at the back of the church. That's where the equipment's at. We've got a digital mixer and 8 amplifiers and it's all controlled back there at that mixer. We got a CD recorder and a CD player. And it's good to see people sitting out there enjoying service and they're not covering their ears because it's too loud and people can hear it and understand what's going on. But what we've done most recently, I patched in a set of outputs for the live stream and a set of headphones there so I can listen to what's going directly to the live stream. And when we get the service going, I sometimes text my brother and ask him if he'll go on Facebook and tell me how it sounds, and he'll send me a text back, so it sounds good, or need to adjust this, or whatever.
Well, that is good. I know that. Has your ham radio hobby helped you with that more, or does your doing that help you more with your ham radio hobby?
I guess just, knowledge in electronics in general kind of helps with some things. Of course, I did a lot of soldering, and that's common to both hobbies. But how I got interested in audio equipment was when I was a kid. My grandfather played in the band, and he always had some kind of gear around, and I'd hook up this and that and see what worked, what didn't. Never blew up anything, but I always enjoyed hooking different configurations of audio gear just to see what it would do.
So the concept between line level audio and analog audio, that's you've got all that worked out and know when to put it into a digital mixer and when to boost it and when to reduce it.
It's actually the brain of the operation. Everything is patched into it. And, they've come a long way in mixers. I have run analog ones before and the digital ones, and the digital ones are by far just light years ahead of the analog.
So I had one of those go out. I used 2 of them for ham radio and other stuff that I have going on my computers, and Echo Link and all of that. Just got a whole bunch of wires. I had one that was really good. It lasted for a long time. It's called a T-Scam or something like that. Anyway, when I got the new computer and Windows 10 on it, it kept crashing the computer, and the driver was built like in 94. And that tells you how old it is. And there's no new drivers for it. That's the latest version of it. So I had to figure out how to get a different preamp so that it could, so I can take audio off of my mic and send it out to Echo Link. At the same time, I send it out to the radio that's sending it up to the repeater. So people on Echo, because if you're running the Echo Link station, your antenna is co-located with the Echo Link antenna. The Echo Link guys can't hear when you're talking because your antenna is too close and it just desenses the Echolink antenna. So instead of doing that, I had to do a bunch of piping and a bunch of learning on how you pipe that audio. So I had to, when that one digital mixer went out, I had to get a new one. I used a Presonus Studio 1810C. Have you heard of that one, Larry?
That one, we've got a Yamaha mixer there, but it's a right new one, and there's an old Yamaha analog one there that we took out. Of course, some of the input channels on it were not working. I don't know if lightning got them or what, but anyway, it's kind of interesting, and, you know, fix it where people can enjoy it.
Well, there's a lot to learn also about how much level goes in and how much comes out and where it comes out and how you control it and how you mix it once you get it into the digital mixer. It can make you scratch your head for a while to figure all that. Then you've got all that inside the computer that you've got control over it, and you can select one over the other as the main one that goes out. It's it can make you scratch your head a little bit there, Larry.
Just installed a computer about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's running Ubuntu Unix, or Linux, I should say, and we've got it running the live stream, so we've got a dedicated machine now just for the live stream, and it seems to work pretty good. It's just fairly rock solid.
Yeah, I noticed I use Linux a lot, too. I've got a whole bunch of Linux machines running, and they are more dependable, they're less complicated, they don't crash, they'll run forever without any issues, and that's what you need in a system like that. You don't want any unexpected crashes, whereas with Windows, it's a potluck if it's going to load some new drivers and want to reboot on you and get to the end of its patience of waiting for you to reboot. You don't want that happening right in the middle of a service.
But anyway, yeah, we hope to get a bunch of work done tomorrow. Changing the subject, I saw where the Shelby Hempfest had been canceled, and I've been to Shelby a few times and always enjoyed going up there, and the last time I went, I had a list of tubes to buy for my Hammond organ, and I came back with one out for and actually a few spares, so the old Hammond organ still sounds great, and I got some spare tubes.
Well, hopefully the spares that you've got will last you until the next Hamfest after this one, because I don't think they're going to have this one this year.
That's kind of sad, but anyway, this old Hammond organ I've got was made in about 1960, and looking at the thing, it would not pass the underwriter's laboratory inspection today, because it, right at the back of the thing, you got all those tubes and exposed lethal voltages right there at the back of it.
Well, that just shows you how far we've come. You know, actually, I think they can do the same thing with a whole lot less voltage nowadays, right?
Well, absolutely. One of the preamps is, some of the tubes has 380 volts on some of the pins. Anyway, I'll let you get back to the net. I gotta go take a shower here and get ready for bed, because I got a busy day tomorrow. But it's good talking to you, and we'll try to check in more often. But I'll let you get back to the net, KC4SKD.
Okay, Larry. Well, it's always good hearing from you, and keep that idea in the back of your mind. One day you might want to call the net again. We can always use more net controllers, you and Rhonda both. You take care. Good hearing from you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is KO4BDM. That's Jim over in Taylor's. It's your turn, Jim. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW. Bravo is off the mic. Announcement. I'm going to have puppies. They'll be available for adoption in December, so they're going to be Christmas Chihuahua puppies.
Well, how about that, Jim? Do you have a way for people to get in touch with you?
My address and everything's on QSL, but I can give you a phone number if you are ready.
I'm ready to copy if anybody wants it to get it from me, but your email address is going to be good on QRZ. Is that affirmative?
Hello?
lovely downtown, well, outside of Taylor's over by the college.
Okay, well, if you want to pass me the number, if anybody contacts me and wants to know about it, I'll let them know.
The number is as follows. 864-435-3503.
Okay, I copy 864-435-3503. Affirmative? And that is new Chihuahua puppies in December.
Correct. This is her second litter and her last litter. She had three the first time, and we adopted them out by the vet. And this time we're going to open it up to whoever shows up that has a good home for them. And that's the biggest thing we're looking for.
Okay, well, I know people, I enjoy mine immensely. It's not a Chihuahua. It's a party Yorkie. It's a Yorkie with a white face, but, and the ears go down instead of up, but otherwise it's a Yorkie. But I know I enjoy mine immensely. People love their pets, and, we're the same way here. So I know, you should be getting a bunch of people knocking on your door, Jim.
Yeah, our pets are our children after their children are gone. We've got two Chihuahuas, Chinese crest, a ferret, and three fish tanks.
Well, right before the net, I was watching a video on a minx, and they said it's a lot like a ferret. And they were showing how you take care of minx and giving it a bath and cleaning out its cage and the food that it eats. That ferret must be a handful, huh?
Really, he, or she rather, has dry food every other day, and then she has raw chicken on a regular basis, and she's running 5 years now.
And how's she get along with the other animals?
When I let her out, I don't have the other animals around her because Chihuahuas, you know, they're also known as ratters, and that might cause a problem. So I let her run around in our sunroom by herself, and she gets into everything.
I was wondering how that would work out. The video that I was watching had one minx that was a brown minx and one minx that was a marble colored, white with some black splotches on it. And the white one, she wouldn't let her out with the cat. But the brown one was out and running about playing with like a fishing reel that has feathers on the end of it on a weight. And the cat was just sitting right there watching that minx chase those feathers around. And it looked up at the camera and it looked at the ferret and it looked back at the woman that was doing the work, cleaning out the cage. And it looked like they were having a blast, but she wouldn't let that white one out with any other animal that was out in the room. So I guess they have temperaments just like humans, huh?
True. If they're raised together, then they become friends. But if they're not, they could possibly become enemies. And a ferret has some pretty sharp teeth, just like a cat does. And fortunately, our cats outweigh the ferret. So I didn't want to risk it. So I don't allow the ferret with the cats or the dogs.
Well, we've got that Yorkie I was telling you about who's about 9 years old and a rescue cat that's 2 years old. And when the rescue cat got here, she was little. And the Yorkie's kind of jealous of her, but kind of ignored her until she started getting bigger. And then would run her off the bed anytime she got up on the bed. But now the cat is bigger than the dog. She's 2 years old. The dog's nine. And the cat's bigger than the dog. And they'll go running up the stairs, and the cat's a lot faster. Cat will get halfway up the stairs and stop and raise its paw up in the air. And as the dog goes by, she'll swat the dog on the back as it goes by. They have a blast now, but they had some. You don't put food on the bed and have both of them up there at the same time. The dog runs the cat off, so that tells you who's boss there.
I understand that. Well, I've got two cats, a male and a female, and they get along okay. However, I think they have an identity crisis because the dog likes to eat the cat food and the cat likes to eat the dog food.